Time now for your letters. Our conversation with Oscar Andrew Hammerstein drove many of you to the keyboard last week. He's written a biography of his family called The Hammersteins, a musical theater family. Of course, we played lots of music. Gene Turcum from Sacramento, California, had some questions. You identified Mary Martin singing from Sound of Music, the one I needed no help with, but omitted identifying the baritone singing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning and the baritone singing The Soliloquy from Carousel.
I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad.
I'm just sure that was not John Raitt's voice in the soliloquy, and he created that role. Likewise, I'm sure it was not Alfred Drake from the original cast of Oklahoma singing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
Please tell me who these voices belong to. Well, Mr. Turcum, thanks for playing Name That Show Tune today. I'm afraid you won't be taking home any of our prizes, which is good because we don't have any. In fact, it was John Raitt singing the soliloquy from Carousel, and it was Nelson Eddy singing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. Please play again next week. Victoria Posner, Rochester, New York, wrote in to thank us for including another song, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, from South Pacific.
You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught.
She writes, when Hammerstein died, the obituary in the now-defunct New York Herald Tribune included those lyrics. I was a teenager, and I cut them out and carried them in my wallet for years. Finally, Joan Appleton Costanza from Manassas, Virginia writes, Happy 25th anniversary, Scott Simon. I believe that your first Saturday broadcast was on Saturday, November 2nd, 1985. Why do I think this? Because I gave birth to my first child the Thursday before. Yes, on Halloween. And I was still in the hospital. With all the transitions in my life at that point, an NPR show, even if new, was a comforting anchor. I thought your show was good that first day, and I haven't changed my mind. Congratulations. Well, thanks so much. Yes, indeed, our show turns 25 next week, but really, we don't feel a day over 12. We welcome your comments. Go to NPR.org, click on Contact Us. You can post a comment on any story at NPR.org. We're also on Twitter. I tweet at NPR Scott Simon. And the entire Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.